Dimsa together tonight. What did we speak about last week?
Avraham Avinu and the Parsa HaTov, we said for four things. The air, fuel, shelter, and clothing.
Just to want to... what I meant last week was not so much... excuse me. Not so much in the Kuda of the Parsa HaTov, but I'm a being he said that there are two major outstanding traits that he has, outstanding goodness, outstanding things that God has done. One of them was a searcher and the other one was chesed. So say in his what does that mean? He's the searcher. Everything in life, he looked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to, in the light of High Israel, we are a nation that's based on Avraham Avinu's goal. So in the light of his being a searcher, like emulate his steps that he saw Hashem in probably everything that he did, he was looking at Hashem. So we wanted to go in his steps and find Hashem, as if we found Hashem in four major things that we do every day. Take a deep breath, take a breath and hear him. So you can do it with the Das. I'm looking for Hashem. Right? In other words, it looks like it's not only the point of gratitude, but it really wasn't, the main point wasn't the gratitude, rather that emulating knowing the steps of Avraham Avinu, taking a breath and trying to, saying, oh Hashem, here you are, you're giving me breath. You're taking in sesame food. Hashem, here you are, giving me sesame. That's the bracha we made. Bracha to Hashem. Finding Hashem in sesame. And then you go to shelter. So then you say, Hashem, here you are in my shelter. Finding the shelter. Then we say, what about my clothing that I'm putting on? Here you are, Hashem, that you're supplying me with my shelter. That would be the main nekuda. Maybe Hoshea is here tonight, so maybe we'll have this thing take the place of Hoshea. Have another listener. I would say the oilam is maskim, so I'll be maskim also. If anyone wants to go over, he started very late tonight, so if anyone would like, so maybe I'll stay longer tonight.
I have about 7 extra minutes. I have another chavrusa coming up. So.
No, what I'm talking about is that I'll take the later bus. You have a chavrusa?
I have a chavrusa. By 10 after, I really have to leave.
I beg your pardon?
By 10 after 9, I really have to leave.
Before I forget, again, remind Olam, invite Olam Hanukkah, Moshe Shabbos, for having the Hanukkah machine at the house. Everybody said they enjoyed very much and get a big visit from it. So, Olam is invited, Moshe Shabbos Hanukkah, the house of Home Nero. So, I'll give you some more details. Get closer to Hanukkah. Okay, so listen, I wish I, it's not, they have a bus at 9 and 9:30. So I thought maybe I think the 9:30 bus, but if, can the whole island stay there? So maybe I'll try to get over there and divide the kitchen and try to make the 9 o'clock. How does the island feel? Okay. So we'll see if I say, I can give it a bit of time. I'll try to go with the Umda, I can give it open in 10 minutes. So what I'd like to suggest, if I said this week, I think that the Chosh of Avraham Avinu that we should, I think that we should spend like another week on Avraham Avinu. Because he was the founder of Klal Yisrael, and I think that it's a very big priority that we should, bullseye on this, this fact that what joins us together. We have, everybody doing something else here, different ways of life, but there's something that joins us together. The whole big message here together, that we're part of life. That's the amazing thing that connects us together. Oh, I forgot to turn this on. That would be nice. Ain't some come on this. The truth is that it could work without turning it on also, right? But, we don't like to, So, that's why I would like to focus on Avraham Avinu, again, because that's what we are, really. Even though we're called Bnei Yisrael, but really, we're really Bnei, in a certain way, Bnei Avraham, because he's the one that made Klal Yisrael, he created it. And it's important, I think, for us to crystallize the ideas that he had and he created us, right? This week I'd like to emphasize, last week we worked on the first part, Avraham being a searcher. So this week maybe we're working on Avraham being a Baal Chesed, and that's so much a part of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if we see it so much today because we lost a lot of our traditions and our actions, and really Chesed was such an important part of our Mitzvahs and Klal Yisrael. So we're all here Baal Chesed and Mishul Baal Chesed, but Klal Yisrael was a more intensive kind of Chesed. They even gave their life day and night, for Chesed, and they made tremendous sacrifices, and they did all kinds of things that, phenomenal, what Klal Yisrael is, the Chesed of Klal Yisrael. So, what I wanted to suggest is the Ubdil, the Maisa, we take from our arsenal of Ubdis, that every day we should pick on somebody. We should pick on somebody every day, and we should think of how we can make this person happy. Right? Some person that we know, and spend time thinking that what we can do to make this person happy. It could be, verbally, or it could be an action, something that we can do, but like sometimes we have had Uptis appears as you smile, right? Uptis to smile, Uptis to say good morning. This Upda that I want to suggest is not that. It's not that. There is an Indian of smiling, to say good morning, but this Upda, it wants to be more than just a little superficial, good morning, good morning, or smiling. You want to think of something more in depth, something more substantial that can make this person happy, they say. I just want to say that it's hard to over-exaggerate how much the chesed is part of Klal Yisrael. And in a way, I don't want to depress the oiler, make it feel, but we're missing it. We're missing it to a very, very large degree. Like, we're missing many things that are part of Klal Yisrael because of the war, the Holocaust, and things are all, messed around, and there's a lot of concepts that in Hashkafas and the things that really quantify Israel that unfortunately we don't have today. We don't have today. You know, many actions and things in the way of life of the years. So we try our best, you know, take the Shavua and try to learn the halacha, be the kind of the halacha. But sometimes there are things in the life, you know, the life of the years that sometimes you have to be in the condition to see it, to know it, you know, to see what it is. You can't put it in words. It's a way of life. It's a mentality. It's something that you have to see it in action in the Siris Nefesh. You know, as sometimes you see for a Rebbe, for a Talmud. I forget all the details of the story, but we went to Rebbe with Rosh Hashiva. I think his Talmud was sleeping there, and the Rebbe noticed that he might have had trouble with his stomach. You know, so in those days he had the outhouse. He had to go out in the middle of the night with the dog and the cold. And the Rebbe stayed up like the whole night, because if the Talmud had to get up and go to the outhouse, he shouldn't be afraid to go by himself. So he stayed up, you know, so he should be up to take the Talmud and have to go out there with the dog, you know, so present. It wasn't so long ago, by the way. You know, the fact that we have this modern, facility, which is light years away from it, you know. You know, a few of them in the house, they have the master bedroom has their own, you know, and the sophistication of it, and the cleanliness and everything. It wasn't so many years ago, Rabbi Yisrael. Not so many years ago. We're not talking about the dark, you know, ages or something. It was people that remember it, even, that you had to go out of the house, you know, to a hole in the ground. Literally, you know, four walls around it, four wooden walls, you know, a hole in the ground. And you had to go, you know, in the middle of the night, and there was no street lights, dark. And in the winter, it was freezing and cold, and sometimes, snow, what it called, bridges, cold. Could you imagine that? 2:00 in the morning, you have to relieve yourself. So, Nevek line, I guess you could do that in the house in a glee. But to make, you move it at night and go, cold, freezing, freezing, cold, dark. Like, you can't even picture such a thing. That must have been ages ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. But just to picture how we have it today, relatively speaking. So, Rebbe, just a little story, stayed up all night in case the Talmud had to get up and go, and he shouldn't be afraid to go in the middle of the night. Make stories like that of Mamas Pishuvah's method, putting one's accent out, really putting out, the labor, the method, the bodies, and with your time, with effort. This is part of Klai Israel. So, anyway, this is the Ubda that I want to suggest to Boisai. That every day spend time being responding, thinking about. How you can make somebody happy. Like I say, we've done this before. I could tack on a few seconds left, but I say, spend a few seconds, minutes thinking the Sur Meira, that it's something that I'm doing, something that bothering somebody, hurting somebody, and I don't realize it. Alright, but by saying, usually I give, one Ubda, not two Ubda, but we'll do these two Ubda. The Sumay Ra of Chesed and Asay Tay. The Sumay Ra is to spend a few minutes every day, just a few minutes thinking through the day if I did something positively to hurt somebody. And also, a few minutes thinking how I can make somebody happy. Okay, everybody say, do we got it?
do also get leap or to do also do the action or just think the action?
Yeah, no, the happy you should do it. You should do it. Yeah. Sometimes it's just thinking, but this time I would suggest to do it also. Right? Right, everybody say it's clear.
Like this. Bring you in.
Okay, everybody say. I wish everybody bracha b'hatzlacha. The time didn't allow us tonight to get the feedback from last week. So I hope that everybody is masia. Bracha b'hatzlacha, everybody say. Good.